Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.
Next Monday, you can expect the night sky to be very bright thanks to a supermoon. It'll be the largest one in almost 70 years, and it's so rare, more than 60,000 people in Sydney say they'll be heading to the beaches to watch the moon rise. I love how they come up with numbers like that. Who would know how many people are going to go and watch the supermoon? But we're being told that more than 60,000 people in Sydney say that they're going to be going to the beaches to watch the moon rise. It's a rare event. We won't see anything like it until at least 2034. So who do we turn to? Jonathan Nally, space expert, the man behind spaceinfo.com.au. Jonathan, hello.
How are you, mate?
What the hell's a supermoon?
A supermoon is when you get two things line up at the same time. One is when it's a full moon, and the other one is when the moon is closer in its orbit than it normally is. The moon's orbit is not a perfect circle around the Earth. It's sort of egg-shaped, so sometimes it's further away and sometimes it's closer. And when you get the moon at its closest point, and it just happens to be a full moon as well, then it's a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter. Now, I have to say that there's been a lot in the media about this, and I think it's a little bit perhaps overblown. Mm-hmm. I think if no one knew about it, and you went out that night, Monday night, you'd think, oh, look, the moon looks big and bright tonight, but you wouldn't think, wow, that's like, you know, it'll be much, much, much bigger than it used to be. But it doesn't matter. It's a bit of fun.
So why do people go to the beach to see it?
Well, I mean, the moon always looks beautiful coming up over the water. That's the thing. Oh, the moon rises in the east. So, you know, a lot of Australians live on the coast. So whether it's Sydney or down in Melbourne, you can go to Western Port Bay or up in the Gold Coast or wherever you are. Mm. The moon looks beautiful when it's coming up over the water. And there's also a thing called the moon illusion, where when it's down low on the horizon, whether it's over the water or over trees or houses, whatever, it seems to look bigger there than it does when it's high up in the sky. It's just an illusion, but you put that together with the fact that it's going to be a little bit bigger, a little bit brighter on Monday night, weather permitting, then it should be pretty specky. And, yeah, 50,000, 60,000 people supposedly going down to Bronte. How can you get 50,000, 60,000 people onto Bronte Beach?
Well, I've got no idea how they even know how many people would be saying that they're going there. So what time do we go if we're going?
Well, the moon's going to rise for Sydney. Sydney's going to rise about 7 minutes past seven. Now, that's if you're on the beach and you've got a totally flat horizon out there to the east. You don't have to go to the beach. Just find somewhere that's clear, you know, not blocked by trees or buildings or whatever. So 7 minutes past seven, the moon rises, and it becomes full, technically full, a few hours after that, but doesn't really matter. Don't worry too much about the times. 7 minutes past seven. And looking at the weather forecast for Monday, a few showers are forecast. So fingers crossed that it's still a good night, and you'd probably be able to see that if there's a few clouds, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't mean to be a party pooper, but I don't think I'm going to go because you've already told me it's not going to be that good.
Well, I mean, it'll be good. I mean, it's a good fun occasion, but it's not going to be like 50 times bigger than it normally is.
Well, that's why I like you, Jonathan, because you tell it how it is, because I would have been there looking at this thing saying, this thing's crap. What was Jonathan talking about?
Well, look, it happened last month too, except not quite as good as it's going to be on Monday. But did we hear about it last month?
No.
No.
Love to talk to you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. Jonathan Nally, space expert, spaceinfo.com.au. Is it polite to say I'll pass on that one?
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.